As we go into what the Prime Minister calls a national pause, or what we call a lockdown because of COVID-19, we hear this morning from Minister of Small Business Kerry Summons. He was speaking in the House of Assembly on a supplementary vote for $3.5 million. That money is to assist those small businesses that are hard hit by the lockdown.
Man, what we are trying to do really is to help people get through this very, very difficult period. And it is not a package of compensation. To say that it was compensation, ma'am, would mean that we're able to calculate with some degree of specificity the exact loss of earnings that a particular business place has suffered. And we all know that that is what we cannot do. But what we are trying to do, ma'am, is to respond to what is at present before us in the form of 4,869 processed and filtered applications, audited, if you will, and, ma'am, the additional 2,958, which are still online, still being worked on as recently as last night when I last had my conversation with the Minister of Finance, so that he would be in a position to know that 7,827 plus are going to be before the Ministry of Finance for assistance up until the most recent figures that I have available. And, ma'am, they include the shops as well. And the country needs to know that, again, we have heard the cry of Barbadians who feel discomforted by virtue of the situation with regard to closure of the shops. It is a necessity. We go there with the greatest possible reluctance, Madam Chair. But we must do this because, as I have said before, there is a temptation in Barbados' culture for shops not only to be a place where you go and conduct business and be dispatched and go back along home, but also to be a place where you have an environment of comfort. And that environment of comfort is a deep concern to the Ministry of Health and its officials who have seen all across Barbados. And I myself, ma'am, must say, I too have seen it as recently as yesterday, the persistence of folks liming and not paying attention to the protocols. And if we do not pay attention to the protocols, we cannot get past this problem as a country. We are dealing in Barbados today with a strain of the virus from the United Kingdom, which is known as the UK virus. It is proven to be here. Ma'am, it is virulent. It is more contagious than that which previously represented itself as COVID-19 simple. And ma'am, the danger is that in a small society like this, with very dense populations in some districts, it cannot be allowed to run amok because it threatens to overwhelm the capacity of our healthcare system. And so therefore, all of us must pay heed to this and be our brother's keeper. When I can see in my constituency, ma'am, people sitting next to a shop without masks and passing a spliff from one to the other, then, ma'am, I am saying that there's recklessness. And I must say so to my constituents. Young men, you are being reckless. If I can see you with a spliff and you take it from your lips and you pass it to a man sitting next to you without a mask to it, he put it in his mouth and then you pass it to the next body, you are being absolutely reckless. And it has to stop. And all of these young people, all bar none, have somebody cooking for them at home who should be saying to them, if you don't get your act together, don't come back in here and eat. All bar none have a granny and an auntie or a mummy or a big sister who is caring for them. And we have to stop this foolishness now, ma'am, of believing that the government of Barbados can be big brother and big sister to us all, because it cannot work. And I have a duty to say that candidly to this country. It cannot work. All of us know that these are people who have family. All of us have family ourselves. And we have to be our brother's keeper. We have to maintain a certain sense of reality about that which is confronting this country. Because all it takes is for one to become four, for four to become 16, for 16 wants one day to become 164, for 164 to become 1,664, and on it goes. And given the percentage, I heard very recently that there are 2 or 3% who will die, that also tells a very unfortunate and tragic tale.
Minister of Small Business, K. Kerry Simmons. This has been SagiCore's Early Business.